Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to The Glowdown by Breaking Beauty.
Our episode featuring Breaking Beauty news, what products we're loving
and not so much,
plus insider hair, makeup, and skin tips.
And the trends that are blowing up our DMs, we've got the hot takes coming right up.
Welcome back to the Glowdown by Breaking Beauty. Hey, Carlene.
Hey, Jill.
So we are talking about waste today.
Yeah, it's a very sexy topic.
It actually is. I'm so nerding out on this topic lately.
I know. This is a topic very close to your heart.
Yes.
It is all about zero waste beauty today. Mm-hmm. It's sort of the next frontier in green beauty. And given that it's Earth Month, I mean,
zero waste beauty, the name of it can be a little bit intimidating, I think, but really, it's just about making small steps to make big change. And if everybody does it all together, it sounds really corny, but it is true. It makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think we're seeing everyone wake up this year mm-hmm. to, especially in the beauty industry, of how much waste is generated. Think about your bathroom. We kind of got it in the kitchen. We know what to recycle. What do you do in your bathroom if you think about it right now? And we have some amazing guests today that are going to like shed some light.
And we're also going to serve you some really practical tips along the lines of zero waste beauty.
Yeah. And I think it's just all about reducing, reusing, upcycling, trying to be more mindful about what's going into landfills, like that mindfulness movement that everybody is sort of on board with right now, you know. And of course, on the PR front, you and I have been talking about this for a while, how there's just been a lot of wasteful packaging in the name of getting attention on social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that sizzle paper, I can't stand that in PR mailings.
Mm-hmm.
And I can think of a million other examples. Like, I can't stand it when I get a PR. I'm just saying it right now. I can't stand it if I get a press package and I open it up and there's a small television inside the mailer.
I know. What
lose
the hell
my mind.
Do you do with that?
Lose my mind. What
Honestly.
Do I do? I had to like rip it all apart and I tried to recycle the paper.
Yeah. Those need to go away.
Yeah. You know, I think it's time for a change on that front too.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Well, indie beauty brands have been obviously on top of this for a long, long time when it comes to recycling or refillable packaging like Kajira Weiss, those sort of brands. But I think it really seems like it's reaching a critical mass now with larger brands like Unilever and P&G who seem to be making commitments to stop using virgin plastics. I know Dove is doing that they're saying by 2019. Hello, it is 2019. and a lot of people have signed up with this prototype of Loop.
Yeah.
You've heard of this, right?
Yeah, it's really an interesting idea. They pick up aluminum or glass containers from your home, clean them, and then return them refilled to your doorstep. So it's kind of like the old school milkman, right? The old school milkman, you would refill your containers and they'd show up magically refilled the next day or whenever you want them. So it's sort of like this auto-renew idea.
Yeah, and a lot of brands have signed up for this pilot project with Loop. We're talking about P&G, like Pantene, Olay,
Febreze,
Dove, Axe, Tide, all of these brands that you would go, I guess, to one shopping portal online and set it all up. And then they would come to your house and do all these refills. And there's even, if you go to the website for Loop, you can see prototypes of the bottles. They look very different.
Yes. I think brands need to start taking responsibility too. I mean, I love how Body Shop this year stepped up and their sheet masks are now biodegradable. Well, that seems like a no-brainer. Why weren't we all doing that before?
There definitely are a lot of brands who are getting in on the action. And there's a lot of just like really local organic movements that are happening in communities. You see a lot of these zero waste grocery stores popping up. Yes. I know there's one in your hood.
Yes. What's it called? It's called Unboxed Market.
There's things happening in Brooklyn, and we're starting to see zero waste pop-ups and bricks and mortar, which leads us to one of our guests today.
Yeah. So we have Julianne Robichaud. She is a skincare founder of her own handcrafted artisanal range called Roby Skincare. And she's a co-founder of Eco and Amour. It's in Toronto, and it's a first of its kind beauty only store. It's like a boutique where you can go and get refills from brands like Graydon Skincare. You can buy things like Love Fresh, refillable shampoo, conditioner, you name it. Just trying to reduce the packaging that is, you know, can add up in our bathroom for sure.
So we can't wait to get some of her tips on how to get started if you're interested in zero waste beauty, which we certainly hope you are, because this episode is all about that. And we also have another special guest today.
One of my besties, Stephanie Hicks. And Steph is inspiring so many of us because she last year in the month of March decided to go zero waste for a whole month, and she basically reduced her waste to a mason jar size for that particular month. And because of all the things she's learned, she is basically integrated it into her daily lifestyle. And like she always says, you know, no one's perfect. You are going to grab a coffee cup when you're out sometimes from a Starbucks or whatever, but just being mindful of these things really changes your outlook on your day-to-day habits. And I just think she's inspired me and so many people in our friend group that I was like, we have to have all of her tips on. She's like my personal waste wizard.
Absolutely. So don't feel bad, guys, if you're not ready to completely zero waste your routine and have one jar of garbage for an entire month. However, we hope that you'll find some tiny tweaks and ideas in this episode that you can bring into your own life.
Do you prefer Julie or?
It doesn't matter. Whatever is easier. One thing that I like to tell people when they're starting out is to look at your day and see what are you doing every day that is wasteful, and make a list, and then, you know, tackle it by month or every few months. But yeah, there's something for sure in your everyday life that you can probably change that's not a huge cost, like a huge challenge, I guess.
And Steph's even doing her wedding as eco wedding or thrifting for everything. You guys have to follow her on With Love From Scratch on Instagram, because we were at Valley Village yesterday looking for plates. And I think it's amazing what you're doing.
That's amazing.
That's awesome. Yeah. It's cool. It's like an interesting experiment because it's so easy to rent everything. It's easy to buy everything brand new because you want to be like sparkly and shiny on your wedding day. But I just feel there's so many things that exist already, and thrifting is the best way to obviously like utilize that.
Totally.
It's like it already exists. So why are we buying new stuff?
Yeah. So this means like your wedding dress, all your plates, the lights, the benches and wedding. I mean, there's so many weddings. It's like, you're so smart to be doing this, and then you can like rent all this out afterwards. Yeah. I think we just need to maybe zero in on like why zero waste beauty is like having a moment right now. Maybe Julie, you can speak to that.
The industry creates like 120 billion units of plastic per year globally.
When you say the industry, packaging, you mean the beauty industry?
The beauty industry, cosmetics, so that's huge. I mean, where is that? Where does that go? It goes in your recycling bins and your trash. I mean, we know not everything that goes in the recycling bin is actually recycled. So, and you see the pictures on Instagram of beaches covered in plastic. So, the beauty industry has to step up now, and we're very happy that we can offer that. Where else can you buy a face serum in bulk? Like, it's not something that is everywhere, but I think it's going to start popping up more because, people want it.
Consumers are demanding it, really.
That was such a good point that you made about not everything that goes into the recycling bin. Like, it might clear the person's conscience, but honestly, did it really get recycled? And I know that Steph and Jill, you guys both went and did a visit at a recycling depot. Do you have anything to share on that?
Well, as you know, Carlene, we get a lot of product. Mm-hmm. And one thing I was guilty of, I had all of these nail polishes and mm-hmm. they were past the point of donation. Don't get me wrong. I donate a ton of stuff, but they were just separated and it would have been a thing where you would have had to donate them. They're all tacky. You couldn't use them. So I was like, what am I going to do with these? There was like literally 100 bottles and I didn't want to throw them in the trash. So, cause they're glass. I'm like, there must be something better I can do.
Toxins inside.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I phoned my personal waste wizard Steph and I said, what do we do? And she's like, I'll report back. So you can take it from here.
So I popped it into Toronto's Waste Wizard, which yes. is online, and it popped up. I just typed in nail polish and it popped up household hazardous waste. And I was shocked. I was like, oh my gosh, like what are we putting on our hands?
Yeah.
And so I called Jill back and I said, okay, it's considered hazardous waste. We have to go and bring it to the hazardous waste like section of the dump.
Yeah.
What were you guys wearing?
So, it was so chic. We went to like the bowels of Toronto, yeah. literally down by the, where was it?
It was like the east end.
By the power plant.
Cherry Beach.
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Kind of in that okay. area. And so we drive in and we ask this woman, where do we drop off hazardous waste? And she directed us in the direction.
Because she wanted to charge us because there's $12 to like unload. Like if you were bringing like...
Regular waste.
Like a half ton truck full of waste, there is a charge for that, but hazardous waste you can dispose of for free.
Okay.
So, which is like paint, nail polish, we found out about. So we go over to the section, we drive around, and I drive by a pile of Christmas trees. Like that's where everybody's Christmas trees in Toronto were. They were being ready to be mulched, I guess.
Okay.
So they were all there in a huge pile. This was like in February. I'm like, oh God, it's so weird.
The carcasses.
Yeah, literally ghosts of Christmas past. And we drive up and there's like literally a shack that looks like no human should ever go inside of it. And a chemical shower on the outside. And lo and behold, there was a man in like a little window and he was just basically like, who goes there? And we were like, we have all these nail polishes. And he looked inside and he could see that some of them were like very premium brand names. And he's like, you don't want to donate these? And we were like, we already tried that. Like whatever. And he's like, okay, they go in this bin. And yeah, there was, what else was in that bin for hazardous waste?
There was batteries on the table.
Yes.
There was lights, like old light bulbs. There was like some aerosol cans like rolling around.
Yes.
Under the table. It was a really windy day. I was like, where are we?
And then we went also to, and I had like, honestly, and I think this is an important thing to communicate to our listeners, is I had a lot of e-waste, electronic mm-hmm. waste. So I had like an old knockoff of like a Clarisonic. I had an old curling iron that was dead and it couldn't mm-hmm. be used anymore. Mm-hmm. And so they had a place there where you could bring like keyboards from your computer or any kind of beauty electronic waste yeah. and you could dispose of it there as well for free. Mm-hmm. And the nail polish, yeah, he was just like, it goes here and I don't know where they take it to dispose of it properly after that. But yeah. It felt better.
But it's
than
not
just,
the same as throwing it in the garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that there's something about it in liquid form that they have to dispose of it a certain way. Mm-hmm. When they're like still full.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like paint.
Just like paint.
Mm-hmm. It probably goes in a vat and that's where exactly. the ring from Lord of the Rings goes in and melts.
Exactly it.
So nobody can get it again.
I also found something else crazy out.
Okay, what?
That I've been wanting to tell you for the last like 2 days because it's so funny to me. Well, it's amazing. But basically Toronto, they do this thing. It's called the toxic taxi.
Okay.
If you have 10 to 50 liters of toxic waste, they'll come and pick it up for free.
Wow.
So imagine if you moved into a house and there was all these empty paint cans. You know, sometimes people leave stuff around
totally.
Or if you just repainted your whole house
mm-hmm.
and you have all of these almost empty cans of paint, mm-hmm. they will literally, like a toxic taxi comes to your house and picks it up for you.
So that would be good for like nail salons to know about.
It would be really good for them.
Because they have like those giant jugs of like acetone and giant jugs of like a lot of chemicals.
Because all of the remover is also considered
hazardous
waste.
That's right, acetone and which is crazy that we're just using that and never giving it a second thought, really.
Mm-hmm. And so, Julianne, from your perspective, what do you know to be one of the worst offenders that are in a lot of people's bathrooms that maybe they can think about tackling first when it comes to complete head-to-toe personal care?
Oh, gosh. I can think of a few. Like even just refilling your shampoo, conditioner, body mm-hmm. wash, face products, mm-hmm. You're saving so many packaging units from going in the landfill mm-hmm. or recycling bin. So that is huge because you use it every day. Dental floss.
Do you sell a plastic-free version at your store?
Not yet. We're looking into it. There's a silk version, but I guess it's not as strong. And if you're vegan, then you won't want to use it. So I'm looking into that. One thing that we have is bamboo cotton swabs. Mm-hmm. So because the Q-tips that you use have plastic in it. Mm-hmm. So we have a biodegradable version of that. But yeah, there's so much you can do by just refilling. Mm-hmm. And then the other items we're working on, like the floss and... Yeah.
Didn't even think about dental floss.
Yeah. And that's like, if you floss daily,
that's going in the garbage.
It's just a tiny string at the time, but all the people who floss. But we're getting toothpaste tabs in the shop next week. So that's something you can use without packaging at all.
What is the brand of those ones?
The one we're getting is Crush and Brush.
Okay. Carlene talked about another one, Bite, something?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know about the Bite, the tablets that you chew?
Yeah.
What do you know about those? Have you tried them?
I haven't tried them yet, but we're getting a different brand in the shop soon. I think towards the end of the month, actually. And I haven't tried it yet, so I will report back.
So what's the idea? You just chew
without water, I think. You just, chew.
So it's like a pill and you chew it.
And then you brush your teeth with it.
Oh, you do brush your teeth after. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I think so. It's just waterless.
To be honest, I haven't looked into it too much. I'm like, we really need something like this in the shop. And I'm going to experiment when we get them in.
Will be great for camping or something like that.
That too, yeah. We have an item in the shop. They're biodegradable Band-Aids. Mm-hmm. And
well, that's cool.
Yeah. They have a video on their website of it biodegrading. But yeah, that's, what's things that like that. The brand's called Patch.
I think I'm going to add one more thing to like a single use item in the bathroom is like facial cotton rounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you buy them. I don't know how long it takes to go through a pack of them. Mm-hmm. Depends on how much makeup you wear, how much you use them. But I made these. I have them here to show you guys. I made these last year. They're pretty bunk.
They're the best.
They're all like different shapes. And I wash them every week in like a delicates bag.
Yeah.
And they're just cotton face towels that I cut up and sewed together.
Yeah.
And I use them to remove makeup. I use them to remove like just daily grime if I'm not wearing makeup.
Yeah. You can use them for like a micellar water.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And they've fully replaced my single use cotton in the bathroom. And I haven't purchased any since March of last year.
That's amazing. And I know you were addicted to the Shiseido cotton.
Obsessed.
Like, so do you obsessed. Still have a stash of it?
I don't. Full disclosure, I don't.
I think of you the other day because I did buy more at Muji the other day because they're just like, they're just so $4 and they're just so luxurious and I love using them. But I do want to get on board with
and
this.
And you said you've used makeup eraser before,
Makeup eraser is, they sell it at Sephora and there's tons of knockoffs of it now, but it's just like a face cloth that requires only water and it takes off all of your makeup.
So you don't even need a cleanser.
That's right.
I have one of these too,
It's really...
What do you think about it? Does it take off all your makeup?
It totally works.
It does. It does. It really does.
And your skin feels clean after?
Yeah, it's weird. Nice. It's really weird.
Well, there's also face halo.
Yes.
So those are those rounds that you just add water as well.
Yes, yeah.
And then I recently got an email. The products are on the way, so I haven't had a chance to try it, but it's called Croon. And apparently... You can use it for 200 to 400 washes and then you can upcycle it as well.
Okay. I was just reading about the makeup eraser. It says that did you know that 7.6 billion pounds of wipes are thrown into the landfills every year? So that's 20 million pounds of makeup wipes a day. So that's a big case to be using something more like these cotton rounds that Steph made or the makeup eraser, like I mentioned, face halo, Croon. We're just going to start seeing more and more. And then we're just good old fashioned. Like face cloth.
Yeah. And earlier when you were talking about the Clarisonic,
it
reminded me of this item called a konjac sponge.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So that's biodegradable and it's very gently exfoliating and you can use it every day and you can put your cleanser on it. And I mean, it's not as, hardcore, I guess, as the Clarisonic.
Yeah.
But I think it's actually better because it is more gentle, but it does exfoliate.
Facial cleansing tool. Yeah, they use that a lot in Korean skincare.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure people are familiar with it. But what is the sponge made out of?
It's made of the konjac root, which is native to Asia. Mm-hmm. And they dry it up and then they grind it and mix it with either pink clay, charcoal, green clay. I don't know if there's anything else really. And then they dry it into sponge form.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a hard sponge and you just wet it. it. And yeah, you can use it just like that. Or
does it
use
soften
it
up? Because I've gotten it one does. Before yes. and I haven't tried it because it was a little scary to me. It felt like yeah. I was going to be putting a rock on my face.
Yeah, no. It gets very spongy and soft. Oh, and it's okay. really nice. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. You need to try this.
I've used one before. It's good. Yeah. Mm.
And so Jill and I were also talking about getting back to face wipes. There are biodegradable wipes yes. on the market. We really like Kaya. She uses bamboo. Kaya Naturals. Mm-hmm. And I love those. There was another brand. What was it? Consonant.
Yes. Consonant has a lot.
They do as well. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But then you said you were chatting with Steph.
Yes.
And Steph
I'm probably on your side because I've looked into this too.
Okay, we went down the rabbit hole and basically I was like, oh my God, I'm saving the planet. I'm using biodegradable wipes. And then Steph was like, but what if you're using like mascara and like long wear makeup and then you're wiping your face with that? And then does that biodegrade? So tell us what you found out.
So I called 311 again.
Yes.
I call 311 all the time.
They're like, hi, Steph.
Yeah, literally.
What is it today?
And I had actually a long conversation on the phone with this woman about it. And I was explaining to her, okay, so I found these biodegradable face wipes. Mm-hmm. They're made of 100% cotton. Mm-hmm. They're made of 100% bamboo, whatever the material is. Mm-hmm. The solution on it is coconut oil, aloe vera, like all natural ingredients.
Yeah.
And then I said, and then I wipe off a mascara that has chemicals in it.
Yeah.
She's like, it's got to go in the garbage. And I said, if I used it, let's say after I was on a plane and mm-hmm. I had no makeup on mm-hmm. and I just wanted a refresh, then it's a different story because you don't have anything on your face except for your skin and maybe some oils that have developed.
Right.
So you could biodegrade it then. But I think we're just not there yet. Yeah. I don't think it's better to use a face cloth that mm-hmm. you wash mm-hmm. or a reusable cotton round that you wash versus this great alternative that maybe isn't the greatest if you're not on a full 100% like organic routine.
That's the thing. It's like, make sure that you're using products that don't have toxic ingredients mm-hmm. in it. It's always like there are great eco-friendly options out there, but that there are levels. Like if you can reuse something before using something that's disposable, even if it's biodegradable, I say go with that.
There's stuff happening. I just went to New York and I was learning a little bit more from the Body Shop about their sustainability initiatives, which are actually huge, and they're doing a lot. Like in store, they have the TerraCycle where you can bring in products and they will recycle them for you. And they have this brand new shea butter that's just 100% shea butter. First time they've ever done that. And what I love about it is that you can do all these DIY recipes. So I think it's smart to have that 100% natural ingredient, and then you can use it in a lot of different ways. Like, weren't you saying something about that, Steph?
When I did my zero waste month last year, I mm-hmm. tried to make as many products as I could. Like, I was putting coconut oil on my face as my moisturizer, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I made like a whipped body butter with shea butter, some cocoa butter, a little bit of like an orange essence, and it was really good. But for me, it wasn't a sustainable like choice that I kept using.
Yeah.
But it's just so nourishing.
Yeah,
it feels so amazing. And even just on its own, it feels so good.
Yeah, I just put it on right now and on my cuticles, it's mm-hmm. like heaven. And I know that, you know, Zero Body Shop is like, obviously, Anita Roddick, was there anyone like who was a bigger like trailblazer? And I know that they are working on something, I think, pretty big. More news to come. I can't, my lips are sealed.
About
but
packaging?
About packaging and about, I think, reducing their overall footprint. And I think that it's going to be revolutionary, honestly. So I can't say anything more than that. But
it makes so much sense. But aren't they now, like, as a corporation going back to their roots, there's been a shift.
Yes.
Right?
So they were owned for a short time, not short time, but a decent amount of time by L'Oreal. Mm-hmm. And now they're owned by a Brazilian based beauty brand that's all natural. Mm-hmm. And actually, one of their sister brands is Aesop.
Right.
And I know that for sure in all of their packaging, one thing they're committing to is no more virgin plastic being used in any of their products by, I think, mm-hmm. 2020.
Yeah.
And they're just all about fair trade. And so I think that they're just really mindful of the 360 experience mm-hmm. as a brand, and I think you're going to see a lot more news from them.
I love
and
that
sustainability packaging, the whole picture. Like, and I just want to say one more thing about bathroom waste. For me, a big change that I've made is with the Diva Cup. Mm-hmm. Diva Cup, made in Canada, Canadian success story. So these are menstrual cups. And I think that they're like a huge save to the environment, even though you can put tampons and pads in the green bin, right, Steph?
Yes. Yes. In Toronto, you can dispose of your like sanitary waste in the green bin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's just to your point about bigger companies stepping in. It's like Tampax just announced that they're coming out with one. It's launching.
I think that's this month.
It's April 10th. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they, and apparently they made like some modifications and tweaks because I know like not every, like what is the, what are the other brands like Luna Cup Luna. And and not, they don't always fit everybody. So I'll be curious to see with like the research that P&G and Tampax has behind it, what kind of tweaks that they've made.
I think it, they were doing, is it MRIs or something?
That's what I saw too.
Where they were, I think examining the fit internally and then making tweaks to the design so that it would be more
comfortable. I just got the press release now. It's BPA free, no dyes, no perfumes, no latex, extra grips for removal. And it was like width and length chosen based on scientific data of vaginal canal length. So somebody was...
Will they come out with like a tilted version?
And- yeah, exactly.
Well, it's really interesting, right? Because like obviously we're all shaped differently. Mm-hmm. And here are these things that have come out that are essentially like a one size fits all.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see that there are some other brands that are coming out with
the custom cups first. You know, it's all the customization people.
Yeah. You go in for a fitting.
Yeah. Get some 3D printing happening.
Yeah.
They said that they did this in partnership with a practicing OBGYN.
But Jill, you said that you use this and it was like life changing for you, right?
What?
The Diva Cup.
Oh yeah.
Cause I feel like for a lot of people, it's daunting.
Yeah.
They're just like, give us the ABCs real quick.
Amy Schumer talked about it in her latest stand-up and she said the first time you use it, it's like Kill Bill in your bathroom. And I think that's pretty accurate.
Yeah.
Because you just have to be like, you know, comfortable with yourself and getting up in there. But honestly, once you get the hang of it, it's like the best thing ever. And you just feel like you're doing something much better for the environment. Just shove it up there and it's, you know, it's not going to move if you get that seal. But yeah, you have to just like bend it in half and it's just a matter of like, you know, it's just like kind of inserting a tampon for the first few times. It's a little awkward and then you figure it out.
Yeah.
And you also have to be, it has to like open fully inside you. So there's like a seal and so no, there's no leaks or anything like that.
And so we've talked about a few kind of easy ways to change up your routine and become zero waste. I think when it comes to shampoo and body care, it's so easy to refill. So I know I looked at some pictures of your store and there's like big giant bottles or jars and then you just pump it out. What's been, I think, trickier is when it comes to makeup. So let's talk about what's new and what's happening in zero waste makeup.
And the next frontier that has to be tackled.
So where do we want to start? Do we want to start with Aether?
We spoke to the founder of Aether Beauty, Tyla Abbott, when she was in town. And she used to work in sustainability at Sephora. So this was very interesting for us. So basically her palette, there's no mirrors, there's no magnets. Their eyeshadow palettes were her first couple of products. And technically speaking, it is all recyclable, but you have to do some work to make it recyclable. It's held together with this elastic band, which I don't love, I have to be honest. And, you know, the quality of the shadows is great on everything, but it is expensive. It's $77.
And actually, I did an interview with Katie Denno, who is a huge celebrity makeup artist that's also a clean beauty expert. Everyone should follow her on Instagram. She works with the biggest celebrities, Amanda Seyfried, everybody else. And she was saying she likes these palettes, but in order to get the true pigment, just going to share a little hack, she wets them.
Yeah.
She does the wet technique. So you wet your brush and then you put it on. And we had her sitting here. And so, yeah, she was walking us through the recyclability factor, but there is some work. So what do you have to do?
So basically, first of all, you have to use all, there are 12 pans, like you said, and you should be able, you have to use them all to the end in order to recycle them because they're aluminum pans that you pop out. And then you would have to like, what's the word, like not disrupt, but you would have to just like take it all apart, deconstruct. You'd have to deconstruct the palette in order to recycle the whole thing.
Yeah. So you'd have to cut off the elastic.
The elastic, which she says she uses as like a hair tie. Then you pop the pans out. So those would go in your recycling bin and then the paper would go, I guess, in the organics. There is a sticker on here. I didn't ask her about that, but.
Wait, the paper would go in organics or recycle?
I don't know what
it's cardboard. It's more cardboard.
What's
so maybe,
your makeup on this waste wizard? What's your take?
I think it would be recyclable.
Okay. Because yeah, it's more cardboard. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think that you could. It's mixed paper.
Okay.
So I don't know. I don't think.
Scratch that then.
It is though. Like the sticker, it makes it. It's tricky. It's really hard to be zero waste, guys. Yeah. Like fully 100%.
What's wrong with stickers?
Stickers are garbage. Mm-hmm.
Like
because of the glue and the adhesive on them.
So when you recycle your jars or bottles, you have to get that sticker off.
Mm-hmm. Or reuse the jar.
Doing that.
Yeah. Reuse the jar.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's a lot of work. And the stickers, even when staff went zero waste, and when you had your jar at the end of the month, 90% of it was produce stickers.
Produce stickers. Mm-hmm.
Stuck on you because she couldn't recycle those, obviously. But yeah, I think this is a step in the right direction. But I think we have seen pallets that have no mirrors and pallets that have no magnets before. So I'm curious to see what her next move will be. She's talking about lipsticks that will be recyclable. That's tough because lipsticks, every single component of it is made of a different plastic typically. So she's trying to make a plastic bullet mold that is all the same plastic. So at least at the end, I could see that being a little less daunting to recycle.
I could see maybe doing like a push-up situation.
Yeah.
Kind of the way that Meow Meow Tweet does their deodorant.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So staying on the makeup theme for the moment. So you're also a big fan of Kajir Weiss. Is that right? Yeah.
I love those products. I think it's incredible that it is, the palette's really well made and it's refillable.
Yeah.
I think
what did you bring today?
I brought this lip balm, which I use.
These, you know, have you played with these before?
Oh no,
Jillian?
Yeah,
they're really heavyweight. So you're definitely going to be able to use them like many times.
They're made to last, right? Which is, I think, the really important
and
part.
They're high design. Yeah. So it's like she's thought about every part of the componentry. She's a proper makeup artist from Copenhagen, I believe. Mm-hmm. She's Danish. And you can buy it at the detox market, all the refills for it. And so I think that this is a better option.
And then I just discovered Lila B, which is sold at Holt Renfrew here in Canada. It's a brand out of California. And I really love the lip and cheek product. I'm wearing it today in what's the shade on the back? I think it's called Be Beauty.
Be Lovely.
Be Lovely.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like a rust colored. I love it so much. And the packaging, it's like really chic.
It feels like
minimalist.
A stone in your hand.
Yeah.
It feels like a stone that they would do like a hot stone massage with.
Yeah. It's really smooth. Mm-hmm. It's like white. Mm-hmm. And it reminds me of the Kajir Weiss because it's a heavy metal. Now, what surprises me about these, though, is that it's not refillable.
That's like right. I just got confirmation that Lila B, it's not a refillable program. However, they do have a recycling program. They'll send you a label and an envelope as well.
It's actually
declutter.
Prepaid. It's a prepaid return shipping label.
Yeah.
And you can email declutter@lilab.com and send any of your unwanted beauty products. It can be Lila B or otherwise, which is really cool.
I think RMS does a really good job in their packaging because it's glass and the paper packaging that it comes in can be recycled.
Right.
And these little pots from RMS, like you could reuse these when you're finished for travel. You could put coconut oil in them. Yeah. You know what I mean? You could put gravel in them.
Yeah.
Something tiny.
You can bring it
totally,
to our shop.
You could totally reuse this or bring it to Julie's shop and refill it with a face serum for when you're traveling.
Yeah.
Or this, like I love a substantial vessel.
Yeah.
Because that means you can reuse it over and over again.
Yeah.
And you can reuse it for whatever you want. It doesn't have to be the exact product that was in it.
Yeah.
But I think they also have really great products, RMS. And
And then I think when it comes to skincare for your face, there's been some strides in zero waste beauty beyond just like moisturizer.
Yes.
I know that Lush, who's frankly has been doing zero waste since the 90s.
Right? For them. 25 years next year.
Yeah. If their stuff didn't smell so strong, I would go into that store more frequently, I'll be honest. But they just came out with a new line of naked skincare. And so what that means is I think we're all familiar with the concept, obviously, of cleansing bars. But so it comes in the form. I've got a whole bunch here. You're hearing the tins pop. So it comes in the form of a bar, but it's not a cleanser. They have facial oils like banana skin, naked face oil that leaves your skin really soft. It's got like banana, mango butter, and tapioca flour.
Yeah.
They've got an argan naked face oil, a light touch naked face oil for people who are averse to like an oily finish. They have a Like a Virgin naked cold cream. which is interesting. And this morning I used this one, which is called Full of Grace Facial Serum.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just interesting.
Serum
that you're,
bar.
That you're, yeah, it all comes out of this bar format. So you rub it in your hands and then essentially what's the residue, you just massage into your face.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So there isn't even a jar at all.
And no water too.
No, and no water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you use the tin and obviously they're like these big, lovely square tins. So you can reuse these for a multitude of
things. You can probably
things.
Take mm-hmm. these in and just get of your course. Next bar, right? Yeah. I think we're just going to see more and more of that. And then Steph, you love Meow Meow Tweet. That's another brand that does a lot of zero waste skincare.
Yeah. And like they are zero waste, like all the way back to their factory, which I think is a really big point for a lot of these mm-hmm. brands that are starting to come into this new realm of we're zero waste.
Mm-hmm.
Meow Meow Tweet, like they have no pollutions get put in the water from their plant.
That's interesting.
Everything is made, like all of these tubes. I have the deodorant and the vegan lip balm here.
Yep.
And all of these tubes are made by hand.
Yep.
And they're fully compostable. And because the ingredients are 100% natural, it can be composted as well. So you don't have to be worried about like cleaning it out when you're finished mm-hmm. if there's that little bit left at the end.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're sort of definitely leading the way. Mm-hmm. Like full tilt. Some of their things, like I have their facial oil and the top is black, the plastic, the tube is glass. So I would imagine that black plastic bit would probably have to go in the garbage. But again, if you go through a program like TerraCycle or Lila B, take it back to them. And if they can properly recycle it, then that's a great option.
That's right. Lila B said with their program, you can send them any product.
Are there any beauty tips that we may have missed that Steph or Julianne that you're, you know, you've got up your sleeve? Any like hacks or anything else we should know?
With refill, not really a hack. Well, I guess kind of. You know, when you buy a full size product, especially if it's really expensive and then it doesn't work for you, you can't always return it.
Mm-hmm.
So with refill, you can just buy a little bit and test it out and see if it works for you. I mean, you're limited with brands, of course, but and also it's instead of going to Sephora and getting like little samples, because those are very wasteful too, right? Little packages of plastic.
That's true.
And it's expensive to make also. So anyway, that's just a really good way to try out different brands, see what works for you. Mm-hmm. But again, like the problem is that you're limited with how much
and
you can try.
And what just sells through in your store like hotcakes? Like what's...
Shampoo and conditioner.
Yeah, which one?
We have Lines of Elan in the shop. That sells really well. We do have Graydon that sells pretty well as... also and our dish laundry and hand soaps sell really well as also
that's cool.
Yeah,
is there anything you want to add, Steph?
I was just gonna say a hack for the bathroom is if you have an old toothbrush that's made of plastic and you want to transition to say like a bamboo one, use your old plastic one, like give it a good wash and use it for your brows. It's really good actually. The bristles are really like there's a lot of them, so you get like a really good comb on your brows and you put a little bit of, I don't know,
so good
coconut oil or something in there, make them stay for the day.
I know that a lot of makeup artists do that.
Also good for cleaning the grout in your shower.
Also good for that. I heard that one.
And one final thing I want you to talk about, Steph, is the shampoo bar that from Christophe Robin that you've been trying.
I've been using it for probably about a month now.
Okay.
And I wash my hair once a week, so it took a while for my hair to get used to using a completely different, like,
he said
natural. So when I started using it, I was like, okay, I'm not going to have immediate results with this, but it's actually been really incredible for my, I have a really dry scalp, especially in the winter. So I find the aloe vera has probably been really soothing for that. That's in this bar. And truly the best thing about a shampoo bar is that it just disintegrates over time. So this cardboard packaging that it comes in can be recycled and you know, it's all steps in the right direction, but it's the shampoo bar actually lathers more than any other shampoo bar I've ever used.
Oh, wow.
Like a really good lather, like almost like what you would expect from a container of shampoo. And it leaves your hair like squeaky clean.
Yeah.
You know how, was there like a Zest commercial way back 100 years ago that was like, you're not fully clean unless you're zestfully clean? And they would go like, on their skin. It's like that, but on your head, like it's squeaky clean because it's stripping just... It's leaving the good stuff and just stripping the dirt out of your hair. So,
And I think one point that you and I always talk about is like, you can't do this overnight. You can't be like, tomorrow I am zero waste only. Mm-hmm. Took you like 2 months to lead up to it, right?
Well, yeah. And like, I've been doing it now for over a year, and I'm still learning something new every day. And I would call myself a zero waste enthusiast, not a zero waste perfectionist. I don't think it exists. We were talking about this just before, but you can't be perfect. It's just about educating yourself, finding out what your city does for compost, what they like offer for recycling programs,
making get sure that number on your speed dial,
get the that 311 and go on Waste Wizard. I go on it all the time. Sometimes I forget. I'm like, butcher paper, is that garbage or is that recycling? It's garbage, you know. And
there's an app now in Toronto. I think it's relatively new, so you can type in anything. You don't even need to call anymore.
And
you don't
even no human.
I love calling.
We're eliminating all the waste.
I think that it's like everyone's idea of zero waste is different.
Yeah.
But for me, it's if you can remove those single use items from your everyday, from dental floss, like if you can get dental lace that's biodegradable, use that. Facial rounds, toothbrushes, all that kind of stuff, like disposable razors, you know, just let it go.
Let go au natural.
I haven't shaved my armpits this year. It feels really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just letting it go for a while, you know?
Why not?
Well, you could always get laser and all that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And okay, one final thing that I think is fascinating that you should bring up is the hair thing, which was something you found out about.
So
hair.
When I was going into zero waste back last year, I was like, what do I do with my hair?
Because
I
from your brush.
I shed so much. My partner has long hair. He sheds so much from my hairbrush, from the, you know, the drain catcher in the in the tub. And in Toronto, it is garbage.
What?
Hair is garbage. It's so crazy.
You know what? That's a great point, because you would think you're going to put it into organics.
Yes.
But if you think about a body in a coffin, the hair is there, right? It doesn't break down. Am I right?
I'm surprised.
Formaldehyde in the roots.
I think if you have a backyard compost, you could probably put it in there. My dad said to me, just throw it outside for the birds, which I actually think is a really great idea because they'll use it for nests.
Yeah.
But it is like my bathroom garbage, guys, has two disposable toothbrush heads in it. It has probably 6 pounds of hair and that's it. Like we won't throw it out all year, our garbage in the bathroom, because it's just hair. And now that I know about TerraCycle, I'll recycle
our
toothbrush heads. But it's... literally, that's all we put in our garbage.
That floored me when I found out it wasn't organic. I'm like, it's growing. How can it not be?
I don't get it. But
it's very bizarre.
I actually emailed the girl, Trashes for Tossers.
Right, yes.
Who has store package free in Brooklyn, in New York. And she has all these incredible brands and like this container, this holder for my wipes I got from there.
Cute.
I've ordered some other products.
We're
going to
take a photo and put this on our blog.
Everything we talk about, we're going to put on our blog.
But I emailed her about hair because I was like, what do you do with your hair?
What'd she say?
And she said, well, it's from your head so you can compost it. And I was like, maybe in New York you can, because every city and every municipality is different with what you're allowed to throw out. But in my mind, I'm like, girl, that's got to go in your garbage
jar.
Again,
are you dyeing your hair? Because if you're dyeing your hair,
garbage.
Then definitely not.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are all interesting things. Although I think at hair salons, they have something where they have a way of disposing of the hair that's caught on the floor, and they sweep it all up and they give it to like wildlife organizations for like cleaning up oil spills. It's used that way for reusing hair.
Oh, we need to get the name of that organization.
I'll get it. Oh yeah, and then another one I wanted
that's a solution.
There it is.
Yeah, and another way to upcycle your old mascara wands. It's been making the rounds. We posted about it in our Facebook chat room, but it's called Wands for Wildlife, and you take your old mascara wand, you clean it off, you rinse it, and then this particular organization uses it to take like little bugs off of rescued animals and things like that. So because you can't like use hairbrushes on like a possum. So they take off like nits and things like that, and they're a small organization, but I know that I've heard about it from someone in Australia. I've heard about it from another podcast. We're talking about it right now, so I think it's just a matter of time till like the World Wildlife Federation or something operates something like that.
See, wait a second, it looks like your Wet and Wild has ones for wildlife on their website.
Oh, wow. Okay, so maybe some of these people, maybe these bigger brands are promoting this as well. But I would say, like, maybe you could do that, like, next time all your girlfriends get together, because you don't want to be sending in one wand at a time. Mm-hmm. Just be like, bring all, do a spring clean, bring your wands in, and everybody can send them too. Isn't that cool?
That's amazing.
I think the name of the organization is Appalachian Wildlife Refuge.
Yeah, exactly. And the pictures are like so cute.
Oh my gosh, this is adorable.
It's way too cute.
Oh my gosh, they have t-shirts, guys.
Yeah, yeah. We posted about this in our Facebook chat room and everyone was like losing their mind.
Okay, but the t-shirt has a picture of the little guy with a mascara wand like brushing his tummy. God.
Yeah.
The t-shirt.
This is like what we all need. So yeah, feel good moment to leave it off. But yeah, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to share all this intel. And Julie, where can we find you guys on Instagram?
We're at Eco and Amour.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And Steph?
I am with Love From Scratch on Instagram. And just if you have questions, just DM me.
This
slide
girl
into my DMs.
She can be your waist wizard as well.
Thanks for tuning in. Visit BreakingBeautyPodcast.com for details on all the damn good products we talked about in today's episode.
And be sure to sign up for our newsletter. That way you'll get every episode delivered right to your inbox. You won't miss a single thing.
Or subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast fix.
And please show us some love by rating us or reviewing us in iTunes. See you next time.